We are joined on the WBKR Waking Crew this morning by Stephen Bryson. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Chad.
So here, another year of the opportunity to be a Santa for a senior.
That's right. This is our third year going, and the name and the list of seniors that need our help just keep growing every year.
You know, we were talking earlier, Christmas Wish is primarily a children's charity, and we've gotten a ton of letters already. You guys are up to 700 names for seniors?
And possibly in excess of that. There's a lot of seniors that that just need a lot of help through the holidays. Yeah. And a lot of the gift requests that we get now are food, blankets, things that really are not just a want, they're really a need.
Absolutely. So if folks are out there and they want to be a Santa to a senior this holiday season, how can they do that?
Well, it's really easy. We've got some great community partners, Danauer Drugs downtown, PBI Bank, both Walmart locations. All of those locations have set up Christmas trees. You go and look at the tags that are on the trees. They've got gift ideas on those tags. You simply take a tag from a tree, do a little bit of shopping, usually around $10, and you can get a gift for a senior, and therefore you're a Santa for a senior.
Now, do you deliver those gifts yourself, or do you take them to an agency? Do you guys roll those out?
Well, we've got a lot of volunteers, and I want to thank our volunteer coordinator, Tricia Bowler, with Lifeline Home Health. She's really spearheaded an effort for us to get a lot of volunteers that will come collect the gifts at those Christmas tree locations. We're going to have a community-wide gift-wrapping party at President's Place on December 18th. It's a great time. We've got a lot of returned volunteers this year. And while we wrap those gifts on December 18th, a lot of Santas are going to be out delivering that day, too. So we need as much help as we can get.
So how many seniors did you guys assist in 2011?
Last year, we had about 500 names. And the year before that, we had about 200 names.
Oh,
so this program just it doubles almost every year. So we just need more and more help. But really shows that those seniors in our community that have done so much for us, they need our help now.
Sure.
So now's our time.
And you guys get the names of these seniors from a variety of agencies around town that serve seniors, yes?
We do. We get a lot of names come from nursing homes, assisted livings. We get names from apartment complexes where a lot of seniors reside. But it's really all over the place. You can nominate a senior and call our local office if you would like to submit a name.
And what's that number?
Our local office at Homestead Senior Care is 689-2300, and we'd love to answer any questions or take volunteers on. We'd really appreciate the help.
A lot of need this holiday season, guys, and a key component of the holidays, giving. And an easy way to give is being a Santa to a senior. Stephen, good to see you again.
Thank you very much,
Chad. And good luck. Let's get all those 700-plus names Christmas presents this holiday season.
Seniors need our help. Thank you.